left side to try and break for big runs, and it's going to force defenses to do a lot of adjusting and a lot of shifting to try and keep up with this offense.
Last year, PennX averaged just 18 points a game on offense. We'll see if the single-wing offense is their golden ticket this year. On the other side of the ball, last year, PennX had their third-worst defense in the entire GTC, allowing 39 points a game. We'll see what tonight brings. You're listening to Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLAW Sports Network. Harbor Beach at PennX in week number one of the MHSAA football season, right here on your home for high school football, the WLAW Sports Network.
For over 30 years, a group of highly trained tire and car repairmen have been in battle against vehicles with mechanical problems. If you're having trouble with your motorized vehicle and you need help, call Kynith Tire, otherwise known as the KT.
Cars and trucks and SUVs, we fix them all. We guarantee tires and brakes, engine repair. KT will make a car go anywhere. Stop in today and get them all changed. Let the KT fix your car and make your day. Kynith Tire is second to none. We on the KT can't be outdone.
So if you need help with your vehicle, RV, camper, tractor, or ATV, whether it's tire or auto repair related, call Kynith Tire, otherwise known as the KT. Call 810-376-AUTO. Kynith Tire is located at 3680 Rangeline Road, Deckerville, Michigan.
Hey, Mr. Tompkins. It's me, Henry. Weird to see you outside of school like this.
Yeah, Henry. Even we teachers get out and about sometimes. How about you? Doing some school shopping?
Oh, I already did that, Mr. T. I went to Thumb Cellular yesterday.
I was talking more about pencils and notebooks. What's Thumb Cellular have to do with school?
Their Get Back to School sale, of course. Check out my new iPhone SE. I got it for free with a 2-year contract. They are even offering 25 bonus gigs, a free iTunes or Google Play card, and tons of discounts.
Discounts? And what?
Oh, all sorts of stuff. Samsung Galaxy S8s and 8 Pluses, iPhone 7s and 7 Pluses. In fact, all of the phones they have in the place are on sale. Just till the end of September, though.
Is that so? Well, in that case, maybe there's a little back-to-school shopping I need to do for myself. Hey, thanks, Henry.
Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular and Bad Axe, Carol Pigeon, and Sandusky and get the only thing you really need for back-to-school.
You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network, and as the big puffy clouds travel, just 18 miles separate PennX and Harbor Beach High Schools. But as the orange construction barrels go, it's a 19-mile drive in anywhere between 20 and 32 minutes, depending on how you hit the lane closure traffic. That makes for a long 6.5 miles, if you're curious. In regards to school size, there are 110 more hatchets than Pirates, 328 for PennX, and just 218 for Harbor Beach. Per the MHSAA registration numbers, PennX has 26 less students in high school than last year. Harbor Beach has dropped 13. The PennX Hatchets and Harbor Beach Pirates are no strangers to each other. Tonight marks the 48th time the two schools have met on a 100-yard patch of grass. Over the course of 67 years since 1950, BA and HB have played every year except 19 of them. Those occurring from 1955 to 1967, and then again from 1997 to 2005. Harbor Beach leads the series overall 26-21, most of those coming from 1985 and on. PennX dominated the 60s, 70s, and early 80s. With no 2017 numbers to go off, we have to turn to last year's as a reference. In the 2016 season, Harbor Beach averaged just over 33 points a game, while PennX was able to muster up 18 points on average, plus 15.4 for the Pirates. Defensively, neither team had much to hang their hat on last season. PennX had the third worst defense in the Greater Thumb Conference. Harbor Beach is spotted to have them at the fourth worst. The Hatchets allowed 39 points a game, while the Seagoers of Harbor Beach gave up 37.4, 1.6 in favor of H Beach. Las Vegas has set their line for the night, and they are confident in their line, unless it is wrong. Our colleagues at the Ohio State University Sports Wagering Department said after factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, location, the spread for today sits at Harbor Beach 19.5. Today is the 237th day of the year, meaning just 128 days until New Year's Eve. Have any plans yet, Dave?
Haven't even thought about it until right now.
And greetings to all of those traveling to tonight's game, especially to those traversing over freshly laid asphalt between Harbor Beach and Bad Axe. Which, Dave, that brings me to tonight's trivia question. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right.
What do you got?
It's quite the segue. When paving with asphalt, on average, how thick is each layer?
What's the chance that this is multiple choice?
It is.
Yes, it is. Will take it. I will take
is
every
it. Is it A, 1 inch, B, 1.5 inches, C, 2 inches, D, not enough?
I feel pretty good about this one, Clark, and I don't think you have enough. I'm going to go with D.
You're going with D.
Not enough.
Not enough? Well, the answer is actually B, 1.5 inches. So that's wrong. All
I
right.
thought there okay. was more. I thought there was more.
Okay, bonus question for you. How many inches of asphalt were laid in the construction at Mountain 142 east of Bad Axe?
Again, I was going to go with 4, so that's where I thought was not
okay.
enough.
Okay, all right, well, there you go. Well, it's actually 4.5. It's a new method being tested by MDOT right now. They mill all of the existing pavement, leave it in place, compact it, and then lay only 4.5 inches on top of it. Typically for a grade A road like that, 6 to 7.5 inches are paved. Hopefully, we don't have to deal with a road in 3 years when it's all messed up.
That sounds right.
So another bonus question for you, Dave. You should be able to get this one right. How happy are your parents now that construction is over?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah.
12.
12, okay. 12. There we go. Today's terrific question knowledge was brought to you by Marvin Casiba, longtime Huron County Road Commissioner and my godfather, in fact, who passed away this past January. Dave Hansen, your three keys to tonight's ball game.
Well, let's start with this new season we have upon us. So we're going to be somewhat open with this. Harbor Beach to start with. Defense, question mark. Do they have defense tonight? Can they stop anybody? Bad Axe running a new offense, having all new names in the backfield. This is an opportunity for Harbor Beach's defense to grow some confidence. Can they stop anybody and give that offense some more opportunities? On the other side, what does Ryan Wehner and company and this new-look offense have? So can Bad Axe move the football, not necessarily score points, but can they get some first downs, create some momentum, and keep moving? And last but not least, which team can create some momentum? Obviously, there's going to be mistakes early in the year, but let's see which team can get off to the better start.
It's now time to listen in to our national anthem performed by the Bad Axe Marching Band.
Are you a little hot under the collar? Is your car's air conditioning not working? You know, there is a lot of summer left. Bring it to the experts at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They have the proper equipment, the parts, and take the extra time to find the problem and give you a permanent repair, all at a reasonable price. Leak detection, recharging, and compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment. They also sell radiators, gas tanks, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers.
Hi, this is Gary Rauchy. Remember, if you want to be really cool, see Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. That's 269-7101.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network, home of the Strong Side, which we had our preseason special this past Wednesday. And then we will return after Labor Day, the following after week 3, as we'll have then the rest of the season the whole way through, with the Strong Side Sundays at 7 p.m. with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, and Paul P. Adams. We do apologize right now, our on-field microphones, we were working through a few issues there. The next commercial break, we should be able to handle that. We'll get them back on air for you. So in the meantime, just imagine what the sounds of the game are like, and I guess you'll have to listen to us more. So, Dave, First thoughts here before we start.
Well, again, I can't help but be excited, Clark. I love football season, and we finally get to see a couple of our local teams take off here and really get the season underway.
Current conditions in Bad Axe, Michigan are 67 degrees with fair skies. They are calling for a 0% chance of rain this evening. Winds are the northeast at 4 miles.